Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of A Sound Heart. The biblical documents have given us a pragmatic picture of the career, of the origin, the career, and the end of the Satan. The Bible has given us sufficient information of his character. And so having said that, we must always listen to what the Bible says about this very powerful, but not all-powerful being. He is the great deceiver. We must understand that also. He is a master of the art of deception and intrigue and lying. Jesus himself said that the devil was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And so, this is very important for us. God created male and female. God created male and female. In the book of Genesis, in the book of beginning, God created Adam. In the book of Genesis, the first pair were called Adam. By Elohim. The first name of God that is used in the Genesis was Elohim. In the Hebrew, we have the compound suffix I am Elohim, the strong one of Elohim. And so, it is imperative for us to just remember the words of Jesus. He said, heaven and earth pass away, but my words will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Satan wants to distort and corrupt the family. He wants to destroy the family. He wants to present to the world an alternate reality that is one that is different what is given to us in the living God. He wants to have perversion looked upon as what is wrong. And so, brothers and sisters, it is important for us to study God's word and make sure that we hide God's words in our hearts that we might not sin against him. In Genesis 1:26 we read, then God said, let us make Adam in our shadow, shadow, in our likeness. The word likeness is a repetition of the word image in Hebrew. And let them rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God, that is Elohim, bara. The verb bara is is only used of God or God's creative activity in the Old Testament. Elohim bara, so God created Adam in his own shadow, or Selim. In the image of God, he created him. Here we go. Male and female, he created. And the word, so he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, increase in number, and fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So God created Adam from the Hebrew word bread. And the ground is called the Adama. So the Adam, the male that is created from the Adam. Later we read that God put the Adam, male, asleep. And from a tissue sample taken from the Adam, he built the woman. Asa. He built the woman, but he made the man. He, you know, some people say that God took the rib and he made the woman, but the people understand that people understand that of a tissue sample, a tissue sample. And the Adam was put to sleep, and from his tissue sample, from his taken from his body, from his own genetics, God created the woman, or the man with the woman. The female is called the Negeba in the Hebrew. It is a feminine noun. It means to hollow out or evacuate. Or in the Arabic, in the Ethiopic and Chaldean, it means to perforate. Thrust through with a sphere. And so all these images are to point out the unique and incredible beauty of the man with the womb. Now, in the Hebrew text, they are both called Ish and Isha, the man and his wife. Not find the word Eve in the Old Testament. So I want to move from there to Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus 20, we read the Ten Commandments. And verse 12, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. So this sentence is just, this text is just a simple compound subject with a purpose clause, that you may live long in the land. The first word, I give it in Hebrew, honor, means to take serious your father and your mother. Now, in Hebrew pictograms, and the word for father is Av, and in Hebrew pictograms, you have the head of an ox or a bull, and then the floor plan of a tent. M is the word mother in Hebrew, and also for the mother, you have the head of an ox or a bull, but then you have this pictogram for water to show dynamic power. And so the father, both are with the head of the ox, which means strong power leader, both male and female are considered strong power leader. The father in Hebrew culture and thinking, the father is the one who gives strength to the family,
through the floor plan of the tent, the show structure. The mother is the one that binds the family together. It is unfortunate that what the Bible teaches about father and mother is not taught in the churches today. The powerful sophistication of who father and mother are, the essential nature of father and mother, the dynamic power of the woman. The father provides the structure to the family, and the woman provides the dynamic content of the family. This is both are indispensable. Yet we have the devil, we have the Satan attempting to tear apart what God has set up. We have those who are willing to be on the side of Satan to accomplish his goals. Long, long time ago, I had a friend whose mother was a nurse. She worked in a psychiatric ward at Salinas University here in California. And her mom dealt with patients who had altered themselves physically because they believed that they should be a different sex. Now, the media does not talk about this, but these people go through very difficult psychiatric problems. They're very serious. And we're not given the whole picture as to why persons want to go to these surgeries or to be reassigned. But let me say that if you were to read the literature, if you were exposed to the literature, if you were exposed to some of the backgrounds, you would probably see and read some very horrific things. Devil wants the world to believe that that which is a perversion of what God has set up, that there's something wrong with it. That there's something wrong with God's plan. There's nothing wrong with God's plan. There's everything wrong with the devil's attempt to abuse or to show a very horrific and abusive picture of what it means to be human. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life. Have life in superabundance." It's the word of God. "If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed." Christ Jesus came into the world to save or to rescue sinners, or wrote, "Of whom I am the chief, I am chief." This is the word of God. Father and mother are necessary, essential beings. The father is the one who gives strength to the family. The mother is the one that binds the family together. Both are necessary. Both are essential to the lives of children. The society has sought to caricature the father and make the father nothing. They spend billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. It's attempting to be what a father is because of his strength. And when I listen to these older feminists, they express regret for what they have done and how their lives have turned out. God's word is real. God tells the truth. Do not listen. Do not believe to, and do not believe the empirical lie. Believe God's word. God's word will set you free. The devil wants to manipulate and trick you into living a lie. Listen to God and be set free. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.